turn to the local councils now. 833 of 949 seats filled now. Fine Gael still in the lead on 219 seats, followed by Fianna Fáil on 205. Sinn Féin have 92 seats, Labour have 53, the Social Democrats have 32, the Green Party have 21, People Before Profit Solidarity have 10 seats, AIM2 have 7, other parties have 29 and Independents have 165 seats. Let's hear from some of the winners and losers now. We'll start in Talla in Dublin, where father and son Baby and Brito Perepadan both won a seat on the South Dublin County Council for Fine Gael. Councillor Baby Perepadan, who's originally from India, moved to Talla over 20 years ago and first ran for election in 2009, while his son is a doctor working in Talla University Hospital. They've been speaking to Helen Donoghue about how they're feeling today.
This victory is very, very happiest in Talla South constituency especially, and my family as well. I'm very happy.
And Brito, how are you feeling?
Grateful with the result. You know, it's been a long journey on the campaign trail since I was selected to run back in July. I just feel really honoured and privileged to, I suppose, have reclaimed a Fine Gael seat here in Talla Central.
Councillor Perepadan Senior, I know you've been involved in politics for some time. How did you get involved and why did you want to get involved?
Actually, I was in 2009, I was an independent candidate. I lost my seat very few votes. 2014, I joined the party Fine Gael. 2019, I ran the election, I got a seat. And 2024, I ran again.
What's the draw for you? Why do you want to do it?
Because I am very happy to serve the community. You know, this job, this type of job, I am very happy to do. This is my passion. Like, you know, I am very happy to do that.
And Brito, I know you're a practicing hospital doctor at the moment, and this is your first time running. What was the appeal of politics for you?
That's right, yeah. So I suppose my main inspiration really was my dad. Back, like as he was saying, back when he ran in 2009, I was only 10 years old. When he ran in 2019, I was a major part of his campaign, just, you know, helping him out, whether it be with posters or leaflets or anything that he required, really. And since he got elected in 2019, I've, you know, been seeing what he's been doing, actively engaging with the people and, you know, trying to help wherever he can. And that's just something that, I suppose, put a spark in me as well to, you know, pursue a career in politics.
And just in terms of the reception you both got at the doorsteps, what sort of reception did you both get?
For me, I was getting great responses, you know, at the door. Obviously, you do get the odd person who's, you know, not interested in politics or not, you know, interested in the ruling parties, you know, that kind of thing. But for the most, it was actually pretty good. And I suppose, you know, when you're out at the doors, you're seeing maybe 100, 200 people a day. There were obviously a few odd ones here and there where they weren't great responses. But for the most, I was getting great feedback at the doors. And it really gave me the impetus to kind of go on and continue what I was doing.
Yeah, I am also getting very good response from the residents all over the area. Majority areas I am getting very good response. Some areas we are getting a little bit complaints, so that's not a problem. But still I am getting very, very good response from the residents.
That's Fine Gael councillors Baby and Brito Perepadan speaking to our reporter Helen Donoghue earlier. Let's stay in Dublin and speak to the woman whose election leaflets, around 4,000 of them, got lost in the post but still got elected. In fact, topped the poll in Kimmage Rathmines. Carolyn Moore, good afternoon to you.
Hi Gavin, how are you?
And congratulations on your election for the Green Party in Dublin City Council.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great result as it turned out. I think as a group of councillors returned to Dublin City Council, we feel we have a very strong mandate now to continue with the green priorities that we've tried to establish over the last term.
Tell us what happened to the leaflets.
So yeah, I mean, it was in the final stages of the campaign, and you know, you plan your campaign by months and weeks, and you're managing your budgets and your different priorities at the different stages. So I had done a lot of canvassing earlier in the year, had started around February, going door to door 2-3 times a week, and just wanted to make sure in the final weeks of the campaign that people who had heard from me a couple of weeks or even months ago, you know, got something through their letterbox in that final final sort of 10-day run up to polling. So I booked a publicity post campaign with Unpost to get about 5,900 leaflets out across the areas that I had done the most amount of canvassing on in the first few months of the campaign, and unfortunately found out the day before polling that a very large number of those leaflets hadn't actually been delivered. So hard to describe the stress in those final few days of the campaign, but
On Post say they're investigating. They say they apologise unreservedly for the service failure, but it turns out you didn't need them.
No, I mean, look, and you know, as I say, I had canvassed very heavily, and it was just trying to get a final message out to voters who had already heard from me this year with a newsletter that details the work I had done over the last few years. I had spoken to so many people face to face on the doors, and I think that that sort of tried and tested, you know, it's the foundation of Irish campaigning is canvassing, is those conversations you have on the door. And I think that that ultimately is what got me the result that I got. It was just, as I say, just a very unfortunate and stressful end to what had been a very carefully managed campaign.
But a happy ending for you.
It was out of my hands at that stage,
Carolyn, thank you. Let's go to Kildare next.
Thank you.
One of the youngest candidates in the local elections, 18-year-old James Stokes, who's from a traveller background and is hoping to take a second seat for Sinn Féin on the County Council in Newbridge. James Stokes, good afternoon. Thanks for talking to us today. I've been trying to keep up to date with how you've been getting on. It's a 10th count in Newbridge. Are you still in the running or are you out at this stage?
So here's what's just happened literally while I'm waiting to get on this. We are in a very, very, very tight fight. I thought I was out by 9 votes. I'm behind by 1 vote. We're going for a recount.
You're behind by 1 vote?
1 vote. We're going for a recount.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very tight.
So that's very stressful. What does a recount involve? You have to go right back to the start with this. Is that right?
Right back to the start. We're going to go to each vote. See how... Was there any hiccups? There was a recount done in Kildare. And maybe 2 or 3 votes changed to Kildare LEA, sorry. And 2 or 3 votes changed. So, look, if we get 2 or 3 in our favour...
My goodness, that is close and very stressful for you as well. Very few people, if any, of your age and your background run for office here. Why did you do it?
Firstly, I'm an 18-year-old Irish traveller, you know. I was inspired by my granddad. He was an activist. That made me want to be an activist. But the part about running for election was, you know, trying to deliver for my community. It started with activism by seeing my grandfather, but now it was about what can I do to better Newbridge. And this really, look, as I said, I'm an 18-year-old Irish traveller. This is my first time out on a day that, you know, isn't what it could have been. And I still did, in my opinion, I'm so proud and happy with my results.
We're going
for the recount. We're still in it.
How did you find the campaign, James? Because many politicians, including politicians from your own party, found the campaign quite difficult. How did you find it on doorsteps?
To be honest, I didn't. And I'll explain. I've been knocking doors since January. Obviously, got more frequent later on. But having conversations, I didn't get any abuse on the doors. No verbal abuse. Now, online, there'd be the comments on Twitter or TikTok, whatever. But the doors are positive, and they like the idea of a young person. They like the idea of a minority voice. I didn't get the distastefulness at the door. Were they holding it in their tongue? I don't know. But the thing in Newbridge is, the two Fine Gael councillors, Tracy and Pickard Ware, they have a great geography split. They came out with 35% of the first preference votes. They're good councillors. I can't fault them for that. So it's about... It was all about transfers, really.
Yes.
So
before I let you go, James, and I know your mind is obviously on that recount.
Yeah.
Your party doubled its vote in Kildare, but didn't do as well as expected across the rest of the country. Why do you think that was?
Look, I'll be honest. I'm just so tuned in Newbridge. I've looked at bits. I just don't know. I know I gave it my all, and I'm sure the other Sinn Féin candidates gave it their all. I'm not sure how everything is everywhere. I know in Newbridge we have a fighting chance. In Kildare we elected a new councillor, Seán Ní Hoileáin.
And you might be the second one for that council if the recount goes your way. James, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. That's James Stokes. Thanks. He's a local candidate for Sinn Féin in the elections in Newbridge, where there is now going to be a recount.